Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hot off the press from Maybelline New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lady Gang Quickie. Guess what? Jack's still not back. You know why? Because
she got fired.
She got fired. No, she's doing her interviews for Lady Gang TV. It's me and Kelty. We're back.
With Clayton.
With Clayton.
In the closet.
He's actually Clay.
You guys can call me whatever you want.
Wait, are you legally Clayton?
The whole... Yeah,
he's Clayton Hawkins.
Yeah, Clayton Hawkins.
The hair...
That's
celebrity.
That's my real name.
Celebrity.
But you like to be Clay.
Socially.
Yeah. You
socially
you're
Clay.
Yes. Listen, the point is that I am back to fill in for... You know,
Jacqueline.
Yeah, her toxic masculine energy that the show couldn't handle anymore.
Yes, it's true.
You asked, we listened.
Yeah.
He's back.
And what's just crazy to be working with someone wearing like a properly necked shirt.
What do you mean? Oh, because
Jack's always like a low V.
She doesn't.
She loves a low V.
She's
honey.
Never covered
okay,
her
well,
sternum.
I have a nice chest. You, no problem.
You have a lovely chest.
You do.
Still waiting to
okay,
grow hair.
This is about hair. This isn't about us.
Okay. So last week we got a little bit into like, you know, the nitty gritty of like the Seychelles and shit.
Yeah.
And your life.
Yeah.
But girls want to have a lot of questions about their hair.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So like, what's the one trendy hair thing that you're seeing and it's not colored hair from Target? What is the trendy hair thing that you wish girls would just stop?
Huh? That I wish would stop. I mean, I am not one to be like, stop anything.
It's just not your cup of tea.
You
yeah,
hate
I'm
a halo braid.
Think, okay. I'm not like that boho braid girl. I'm not.
I know. I wore it twice last season.
And I did tell Kelty that,
you're not
it's like,
it.
We're coming back. Lady Gang TV is coming back. But like, honey, we're elevating. We're not doing a boho braid. And it's been like my go-to look
I
for
guess,
a long time.
I guess the whole like Coachella aesthetic, that's not for me.
You can't get down with that.
You're too glamorous.
But I love that for those girls that love that.
You're being way too nice right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I fucking hate a crown braid. I think they're just gross. And they remind me of just like... I don't just everything that's
he doesn't
bad
like it.
No. Okay.
Cut to me literally doing
what's,
a crown braid.
Tomorrow. Let's talk about extensions because I think you do extensions like better than anyone. So,
thank
what
you.
Is the secret to getting an extension looking good?
Okay. Well, if we're talking clip-in extensions,
yeah, we're talking like we have to go to the Sally Beauty and buy them
right.
ourselves.
So here's the key: is you want to really spend time to get that color match right, and you want the color to match your ends. So a lot of girls
ooh.
Are putting the hair up towards the root of their hair. No, honey, you want to make sure that it's matching your ends.
Oh,
I didn't
you
know this.
Also, want to add if your hair is unless your hair is. Like jet black, anything other than that. If your hair has anything, you want to add a root.
I know. I saw this do you with what?
A little. So it used to be Rita Hazan made the only one. Now you can get like L'Oreal ones for like $6. And
it's like a pigmented hairspray, right?
It's really for girls who want to spray the gray in their hair. But I use it on any clip-in extensions. Now what that does is it's like a camouflage. It hides the extension.
Because we all have like a darker root.
And you really do. Anyone who has colored hair has a darker root. 2 days after they get their hair colored.
So it's like when he sprays, so he'll lay down my blonde extension clip in and he'll just right at the clip get this like pigmented thing.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a thing. Yes.
And I feel like you use more hair than the average Joe.
Well, yes. We're also doing like TV. We're doing like glam. Aspirational. And I think the difference between when girls are like, oh, let me put hair extensions myself and why don't I look like the Kardashian is the volume of hair you're using.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to use on one girl, even if she has like, we're just making it thicker, I'll use 2 packs of hair.
Yeah. Even when my hair is like shoulder length on the show, like we have a pack or two of hair in clipped in.
And just usually on the sides for you.
Yeah.
Just on the sides because that's all that really matters if we're just going for thickness. Also, cut your hair with a razor. You don't have to be Honey Vidal Sassoon or Vader or any good hair cutter. If you get that razor, you're not going to be able to mess up. So, if
like with the extension?
Yeah.
Really? In your head or after? Like, do you hold it out and cut it?
No,
or do you
put it in your head and then I end up with razor the ends.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's not good for me to do that.
Well, you can't be trusted with a razor, but most people can.
Yeah,
but
no.
That's also
but yeah, you like
reasons.
Clip it in place and then with your natural hair.
But I would say those are the two things that people mess up on is color doesn't match and then it's the cut, they're cut like
straight across
at the end.
It's not good.
With like a craft scissor.
But you also did something a little janks, like in a good way. Okay. I mean like
janky?
Greatly janky with Becca's hair today.
That's not janky. It's math.
Okay. You did a math problem with Becca's hair because the back of her short hair is you. I saw you pin it up in like an updo.
Okay, so yeah, whenever someone has short hair and they want to do like a long hair thing with clip-ins, I braid up all of the hair underneath. So when it doesn't have to be like perfect cornrows, like I braided her up in maybe like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And you just pin it. So that way the hair is, you don't see the short hairs.
Yeah.
So even girls.
Such a good thing.
Let's say you got permanent extensions. Let's say you have individual bonds or eye tips or tape-ins. I know some of you girls listening out there are scratching those tracks on your head right now in your car.
I am right now.
I want you to look down and tell me, are you seeing a couple little short pieces right at your neck?
Yeah.
And I think if you look deep within your heart, the answer is you are.
Yes.
I want this illusion to work for you. I want those dumb straights out there to think that that hair is growing out of your head. So we just want to grab those little short pieces just at the nape of your neck.
Yeah.
And do a little
tuck
little,
underneath.
Not even a tuck. Do a little knot. Uh-huh. A little twist bobby pin. And that will honestly take your extensions from like a 6.5 to
a 10. Right.
You're right.
You're right.
It's always that little baby. Oh, sorry.
It's the baby
hair. The baby hair that gets
and
it
you'll
away.
See the most flawless hair. You'll see A-list actresses and you're like, oh my God, that hair looks perfect.
It's and then set. There's one.
And there's those little tiny. That's one thing that I've learned over the years. That's that little extra something that makes all the difference. Mm-mm.
The Lady Gang.
What is vibrating in your closet right now?
Oh, it's my vibrators.
What is it, though?
It's just driving
outside. That was oscillating, too.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's a lot of things. No, it's sometimes like a drive-by. Or
okay, so what's your like top, like when you were starting out or even now?
Yeah.
Who did you see on the red carpet where you were like, holy shit, that hair
is it.
Is
okay,
it.
Well, when I was a kid, the reason I got into hair was watching Newlyweds, Nick and Jessica.
Jessica had the best hair.
And watching
she
Ken
loved
to Davis.
Yeah. Yes. She loved
to that hair to her head and Ashley. And that this is when I'm like 10, 11, no, I mean, like 11 or 12 years old watching. I was like, oh, that is what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to follow funny like girls around while they're like performing and glue hair to their heads. And look, it came true.
And here we are.
Do you remember the Ken Paves, Jessica Simpson hair?
Yes.
It was a big deal.
Because
it was
on bangs.
It was the first time.
Hair you wear.
It was the first time that like regular girls could get hair.
How do you feel about a clip on bang? Because I kind of want to do it next week.
Oh, that'd be
good.
Bangs
are tough.
I have a set.
Tough, but I prefer to do them if you're going to have your hair up.
Yeah.
And that way you can kind of hide it.
Mm.
Can we do it next week?
We can try it next week.
Really?
Yeah. We can for sure try it.
You're not into it? Why are you making that face at me?
No, I feel like if anyone is going to get bangs, it should be me
a
first.
A clip-on bang is amazing for an editorial. It's amazing for
a
selfie.
It's tricky for TV.
For TV.
All right.
It's hard.
Fine, Kelty. Have at it.
Just throw her under the bus.
Isn't it funny when we start doing our hair every morning for Lady Gang TV that like everyone has to like claim the style that they do.
Well, so, we were going to do something totally different today.
Yes.
Yeah, we were. So we sit down and I've had like a dream in my heart that Clay has followed along with me where we wanted to do like the fun, like season two Carrie Bradshaw where she had like the really fun frizzy girl.
Ringlets.
And by the way, Jack's like, no, that's what I'm doing today. But that
didn't
wasn't
tell
what
anyone.
She did. But it isn't what she ended up doing.
I do think, like I said, that was like the toxic masculinity coming through. And that was her trying to derail us.
She derailed our journey.
And sabotage,
but she was
quite
like,
frankly, the show.
She was like, no, that's what I'm doing. So then you have to like change
your
direction.
Looks.
But thank God.
It's just so strange to me, though,
Becca.
By the way, no one's ever trying to do my look.
By the way, it looked so cute. I did love those curls on Jack.
She looks so cute.
It looked
but it
really
was not
good.
It wasn't even the same thing we were going to do.
It wasn't the same thing at all.
And so she should have relaxed.
Yeah, she should have. She should have really.
Yeah,
she shouldn't have peed.
She shouldn't have raised her voice the way that she did.
You know?
It's crazy because like every week we do have to like claim what we want to
do.
So I'm already planning to like pee on my hairstyle.
Yeah.
What are we going to do next week? I think we should do Carrie Bradshaw next
Let's
week.
Do, yeah. Okay. Major, like,
major.
Like almost like disco Bradshaw.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Let's do, like,
Yes.
Yeah.
Rushed out. Just,
yes.
Yeah.
Kelsey, what's your dream?
I don't know. See, this is the strangest thing about me. I don't
know. No, it's not. I can almost guarantee you that it's not the strangest thing, but go on.
It's probably true, Clayton. I don't find myself being overly aggressive with my looks.
No, you don't get opinionated.
Until today with the pink hair. But even then I was like, well, it's fucking what it is. But
what do you mean by that?
Like you, there are some girls that are like I think Becca, you're one of those people, you think about a look top to bottom. Like what's the hair, what's the jewelry, what's the makeup, what's the shoe? Like I'm just like, get me out there. So I can be done, so I can bujo.
Get me on
like,
the ass.
I'm not as, like, I'll have makeup artists be like, what are you thinking for the award show or whatever? And I'll be like, I don't know, whatever. Like, I think the only time I sometimes it fails me.
I was going
to
say.
It fails
I've
me a
been
lot, actually.
Too many times. I have to be specific.
Except. Like, I'll sit down in a strange city with a makeup artist I've never met, and they'll be like, what do you want? I'll be like, just make me beautiful, and, like, then I'll end up with, like...
Yeah, you have to at least have, like, a 45-second shorthand where you're like, this doesn't work for my eyes, this does,
this doesn't,
have fun with it. But just let them know,
The one thing or couple things that you hate or love.
Yeah, but for being such an anal retentive person who always wants everything my way, that is the one area of my life where I'm like, whatever. Like, I really don't stress that much.
I mean, for me, I think that I love that. I love that about you.
Yeah, but it's just weird because like you wouldn't expect that from me.
I think it's also because you're on TV every single day.
Every day.
Yeah, so you're not precious about it. This isn't like it's my one premiere of the
big
year.
Moment.
It's,
yeah.
No, this is you're on TV every day.
Right.
Get me out there, coach, so I can bujo.
Okay, so we have a lot of girls getting married.
Yes.
A lot of brides. What is your favorite, like, what's
bridal
your
look?
Bridal look that you love, and, like, what should you steer clear of?
Well, I just think with bridal stuff, it's like you're going to be looking at these pictures forever, at least until your next marriage when you have to put them away.
Yes.
And I think that you want to have something that's classic.
Dude, I had such a tragic first wedding.
See, I'm not kidding.
Hair.
You know what I mean?
Because I think for your first wedding, you get really eaten up by the bridal magazines and, like, the bridal of it.
Yeah.
And then for a second wedding, you're like, I just want to be comfy and myself.
And look like myself.
Like my first wedding I had, my hairstyle was French twist with
flower crown.
Like a bang, a side part bang sweep, tiara in between the bang and the poof of the French twist. And then the veil went here. It was awful.
Yeah,
and it was bottled.
That honestly sounds bone chilling, to be honest.
It's horrible. But you get like really talked into like bad, slicky hair.
I don't think I'm ever going to forget Clay just saying that that's bone chilling.
I think that you should look like yourself on your wedding day.
But like some girls, their self is not great.
No, but I just mean if
I don't
man
mean that
fell
they're not naturally,
you,
but
if
like
your man fell in love with you and you've always had like your hair down,
yes,
then all of a sudden you have this like severe,
I agree,
like sleek snatch, like
yeah,
no, save the snatch look for like your gaze and like give them guy because the guys want like. Mm-hmm. The down hair.
But like, then don't be like, oh, for the wedding, I had a girl that I knew got married and was like, I'm going to wear my hair down. And then she went for the first time ever and got the longest extensions ever.
No.
And like wore extensions for the first time. And you're like, if these extensions, it's the first time out of the pack.
You can't.
They're too shiny. You need to have at least three wears before you can really.
Yeah,
but it's also
I
like,
mean, I think it's honestly disrespectful to your husband if you don't wear extensions on your wedding. Like, call me old fashioned, but I just think
you just said, like, look like yourself.
Yeah, yourself with more hair. I just mean, don't have your hair like to some.
But for a lot of girls, like when I was saying their self is not great, I mean like the girls out there who very rarely have to get glammed for anything. Like, right. It's like a very, you
know. And then they get too glam.
And then they get too glam. It's like because they're taking their moment.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's like a strip lash on your wedding day. Don't
yeah,
do
but
it.
Do you think you're ever going to regret, for 90% of girls out there, you really think you're going to regret getting some good clip-ins, having it be around your hair length, and having a nice wave? I don't think
you're not going to regret that. You know what you will regret? You know what you will regret? A strip lash and a berry lip color.
Berry?
A berry. Every bride,
oh, I don't like
when they put
I don't
makeup,
like a statement lip for a wedding day.
Me neither.
It ends up all over the groom, or you need to keep touching up your lips throughout the night.
I don't
and
like
so
it.
Half your pictures, you look a drunken mess with smeared like Joker lipstick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be real. There's that half up hair moment, just half pulled back.
Yeah, pretty.
I can't stand really behind a half up hair moment.
You I love a half up
that's
hair.
That's safe because then you can dance all night. Yeah. You don't have hair hanging in your face where
you're
look like Momo.
And,
like,
well,
you know what I mean?
Clayton, hold my hand for a second. Momo is that scary Facebook person that comes into the children's games. I will say this, Clayton.
Ow! She's okay, go on.
I will say this, Clayton, is that Becca is probably the least like understandable of hair woes because she has amazing fucking hair. Like I watched this bitch at her wedding in a slick, like low bun, and then I was like, she came back out with a hair change, and I was like, if I tried to do a hair change on a wedding day, it would be like, you know what I mean? Like all messed up to town.
Kelty,
she went from
change on your own.
No,
but she went from hair bun to like perfect blowout in a flash.
Because
that doesn't happen for a regular girl.
Yes, it does.
Kelty, I could do that with you in a heartbeat.
Clay could do that.
Beautiful hair too, Kelty. Every girl, I think the secret to the Lady Gang success
is the hair.
And I'm sorry for all you thin haired girls out there, is there magical good hair?
Here we have good hair.
Wow, this is so nice.
It's so nice.
You need to check that privilege right now of having good hair.
Listen,
you
guys appreciate it.
I didn't always have good hair. I had to wear a wig on national television.
She's talked about this openly. Like,
did something bad happen?
Yeah, I had Hashimoto's. He's such a dick.
What Hashimoto's?
It's a thyroid thing, but like it can be, there's different levels, and Becca's sister has like level one, and I have level 10.
That's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed.
You've made this up in your mind. Once again, Kelty has an amazing ability to create a narrative. Let's
just
say
I had really bad Hashimoto's.
You also
symptoms.
Didn't take care of yourself.
I did not take care of myself. I
That's
didn't sleep for like
it.
3 years. I had no sight in my left eye. My hair was this long, and I had to wear a wig on TV.
That's
and
horrible.
It was not even a good wig.
I mean, that sounds like a really bad disease with one of the cuter names I've ever
Hashimoto's.
Heard. Hashimoto's.
A lot of people have it. It's
it's
not,
very popular, especially women.
It's so popular.
It's so pop.
It's trending.
It's trending.
But like, Kelty's taken much better care of herself.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I learned that I have to like, I am crazy now. This is my weekly, like Olaplex number 2, once a week I sleep in it and then wash it out in the morning. I always do a deep conditioner. I don't let anyone touch my hair with heat unless it's like you or someone that I trust. Like on a Saturday, if I have to work, I'm like, nope, this is a 6 day of heat. Can't do it.
You have to take care of it.
You have to, because especially in TV, like if you have a different hair person every day, a lot of them, they don't know your hair and it's going to break and whatever. And there's nothing worse than like a bad burnt hair.
Sure.
Like there's no way back.
You, babe, your hair's in great shape.
Thanks, Clayton.
I adore your hair. But that's another reason why I love.
Who is your favorite hair?
Who's your favorite hair? Is it your friend Lizzie?
Who's my
Lizzie
in Hollywood? Who has your favorite head of hair?
Ooh, in Hollywood.
I recently heard that.
Who do you love? Whose hair do you love?
Well, I recently heard that
Jessica
Miley
Biel.
Cyrus
oh, her
never ever uses extensions. I mean, like very rarely.
Well, she used to, but I don't think she does anymore.
Her hair's she's having such a good
she
moment.
She has great hair.
She's beautiful hair. Okay, I mean, I'm going back to the hair that I grew
Watched.
Up obsessed with. That made me want to do this, but like Drew Barrymore has always been a hair idol of mine. I can't wait to work with her one day. She's on my like bucket list.
Let's call her.
I mean,
everyone, Lady Gang, tweet Drew right now. Introduce her to Clayton.
Okay, I know beachy hair is kind of over or whatever, but let's give it up to the best beachy hair in any movie of all time, and that's 50 First Dates. Drew Barrymore.
You're so right.
There is nothing more aspirational
who
than
did
that
her hair, I wonder.
My friend Lana Vigi, who I used to assist also.
Really?
And that, anytime that movie's on, I will. take like a picture of the TV and be like, that's Lana, this hair is iconic.
I also think that Sarah Jessica Parker, amazing.
She brought her whole
glam team to when she was on Glee. And like what I loved about her hair people is that they gave her her like signature
messy hair.
And then she would get in front of the camera. And of course, like some dipshit
flyaways.
Like, can we fix the flyaways? And her hairstylist would be like, no, we can't. Keep rolling. And I'm like, yes, because she looks like a real person with real hair.
I mean, the Sex and the City TV show, the hair on that is obviously incredible. But the movies, honey, those movies.
They had the best hair.
The best hair. Inexplicably, they'll walk into another scene and it will be a whole different
new look.
Length.
I got to be honest. Sex and City 2,
even better. Oh, even better.
Worst movie, great okay. hair.
I
can't even say that. I loved every moment.
I famously love the problematic movie Sex and the City 2 with all my heart. And that's something that I think that the listeners need to know about.
They need to know that, listen, we all support Clayton and stand by
Sex and the City 2.
Yeah.
We're with you.
I stand by it. Yeah.
I hate that I just jumped on the bandwagon of it being like, oh, it's so much worse.
No,
but like,
who cares? I didn't even care.
I enjoyed every minute.
Every minute.
Lawrence of my labia. Come on.
On that note, please follow.
Is it already over?
It's over. I know. It went so
it's
fast.
It's so sad.
Clayton, we're going to do more of these.
I'm so glad that Jack has decided that
she
this show isn't her journey anymore. And
Clayton Hawkins on Instagram.
Yeah,
we're going to tag you. We're going to follow you.
Cute.
I mean, you do need to post more pictures of our looks.
Okay.
Maybe not.
You guys are going to get. No.
Put us up.
Got in the grid once.
I know.
And you guys are going to get in the grid.
I'd like to be
week.
In the grid.
You I better get
gonna,
in that fucking grid.
We're going to
get in the grid.
All right.
But you can always write him or DM him any of your hair questions. He's really sweet.
He'll answer.
And I really will answer. I answer all my DMs, especially.
Send him dick pics. He loves
send him
those.
A dick pic.
No, I like butt pics. Okay.
Okay. Like the whole?
Well, we. Okay, no, stop.
But, this, I mean,
no.
Not
like
just
the brown eye?
Like, just the butt.
Like, they can be like arch.
Oh, God.
You know?
Okay. Anyway, we weren't in the closet for a long time.
But we're here for a good time.
Okay, gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
That escalated quickly.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening to The Lady Gang. You can subscribe if you love the show and check out new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on social at The Lady Gang or follow us personally at Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Bannock. And head on over to our website, theladygang.com, to ask us a question, sign up for our newsletter, or buy all the cute Lady Gang merch you see us wearing. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.